Hello and good day. I am happy to meet you again at the third podcast of the Project Coping Strategies Against Information Disorder. I am Maria, an AI-based voice from VoiceMaker, and together with my colleague Hudson, we will guide you through the guidelines for professionals in direct contact with vulnerable groups, Chapter 3 Technology and Tools. On the project platform, you will also find module and activities which will help you to build your technology skills. Now, let us start.
Technology and tools. The concept of misinformation or fabricated news has been discussed in previous chapters. News are typically disseminated by professional news providers, including public service media, commercial news media, independent professional journalism, or amateur users in the case of social media platforms. News are accessible and available in various formats. Firstly, digital news are distributed through internet-based channels in digital media format like text, pictures, audio, video. Second format, print media, are represented by newspapers and magazines containing text and image-based content. And at last, broadcasting format represents TV and radio with video and audio-based content.
Searching engines and algorithms. Many websites on the internet aim to keep their users engaged and maximize their time spent on the platform. This is especially true for social media platforms, which employ various strategies to enhance the user experience. One such strategy is showing users content that aligns with their interests. However, websites cannot read minds to know users' preferences. To address this, algorithms are used to analyze user data and deliver personalized content. Algorithms are complex formulas that observe, measure, and calculate an individual's content preferences. This can include factors such as the user's watch time on specific types of videos, the time spent on a particular post, or engagement actions like leaving likes or comments. By analyzing this data, algorithms determine the type of content that keeps users engaged for longer periods. This information is then used to curate and recommend similar content to the user. The algorithm's preference for content the user finds interesting can create filter bubbles, where users are exposed only to specific viewpoints. Filter bubbles restrict the diversity of content, potentially leading to echo chambers or reinforcing existing ones. In addition to filter bubbles, algorithms can amplify the extremity of content by recommending increasingly niche, fringe, and extreme posts. The goal is to keep users engaged, but this can lead to users being funneled into online spaces devoid of differing viewpoints, resulting in what is called a rabbit hole. Filter bubbles and rabbit holes expose users to radical content and the communities associated with it. These online spaces provide fertile ground for the development, growth, distortion, and propagation of misinformation and disinformation. As users progress through the rabbit hole, extreme talking points and false information become normalized. This normalization further facilitates the spread and acceptance of misinformation and disinformation from radical sources.
Online strategies of disinformation and extremist organizations. Mis and disinformation can be spread through countless forms of communication. However, they are most typically spread through various channels, such as social media platforms, websites, email, and word of mouth. The most common methods by which information disorder is spread are closely related to the seven categories of problematic content which are discussed in Chapter 1, Understanding Fake News. Category 1, Satire and Parody. Some mis and disinformation is created for entertainment purposes or satire but can be misconstrued as genuine news. Satirical websites or social media accounts may publish humorous or exaggerated stories, but readers who are unaware of their satirical nature can mistake them for factual information. Category 2. Clickbait. Clickbaits are articles which include mis- or disinformation, often employ sensational or misleading headlines to grab attention and generate more clicks or views. Category 3. Misrepresentation. This involves distorting or misrepresenting actual news by selectively presenting facts or omitting crucial information. Category 4. Impersonation. Mis- and disinformation can also involve impersonating reputable news sources or public figures to lend credibility to false information. This can be done through creating fake websites or social media accounts that mimic legitimate sources, fooling readers into believing the information is trustworthy. Category 5. Political manipulation. This can involve spreading false information about political candidates, manipulating public sentiment, or exploiting existing biases and divisions within society. Category 6. Fabrication. Mis- and disinformation can be entirely fabricated, with no basis in reality. It involves creating false stories, quotes, or events to mislead readers or viewers. Category 7. Amplification through social media. False stories can quickly go viral as users share and repost them, often without verifying the accuracy of the information. The algorithms used by social media platforms can also contribute to the amplification by promoting content based on engagement rather than accuracy.
Trolling and doxing. One frequently employed strategy is trolling. Trolling is defined as the deliberate use of impoliteness, aggression, deception, and manipulation in online communication to provoke conflict or amusement. Trolls instigate online conflicts by deceiving, manipulating, or being aggressive. They derail conversations for their own amusement, essentially engaging in digital bullying. Trolling may seem relatively harmless, appearing as mere annoyance. However, when organized groups of trolls share a specific goal, this annoyance can rapidly transform into a disinformation epidemic. An example of this is Russia's utilization of social media trolls as a weapon. Russia employed a large network of trolls to globally disseminate disinformation in multiple languages, aiming to control the online discourse surrounding Russia. These trolls not only spread false information but also targeted social media users with posts that deviated from the narrative they were organized to promote. Doxing, another form of internet bullying, involves revealing personal information or identities of individuals online without their consent. While this tactic does not specifically involve the spread of disinformation, it is another strategy that internet trolls employ to control the narrative on a particular topic, similar to trolling. Doxing can be used to intimidate social media users, suppressing their willingness to post content that goes against the troll's preferred narrative.
Mainstreaming. An important strategy to disseminate disinformation and extremist content is through normalizing or mainstreaming it. Exposure plays a crucial role in this process. The exposure to mis- and disinformation can lead to persistent misconceptions of people surrounding the particular topics, which normalizes the false ideas in their minds. This exposure can happen in various forms. One common form of exposure is person-to-person dissemination, where individuals share information with others. This can occur through personal interactions or on a larger scale with influencers on social media. Influencers, who have a significant reach across different groups, can unknowingly or deliberately share false information, impacting a large number of individuals. Such widespread exposure leads to the normalization of misinformation among diverse audiences. Irony, satire, and memes. Extremist individuals and organizations often incorporate humor, satire, and irony to spread their ideas. Satire can be a powerful tool to challenge oppressive ideologies, shift narratives, or normalize niche views within the mainstream. In the realm of misinformation, satire is employed on a spectrum. Parody websites like The Onion or Dispel publish non-factual content for humor purposes, without intending to deceive the public. However, certain individuals and groups utilize satire and irony with malicious intent to discredit mainstream journalism, science, or promote extremist ideas and disinformation. Extremist content often appeals to young people as a form of entertainment or sensation-seeking. Young individuals, driven by a search for meaning, tend to gravitate towards intense and novel experiences, making them more susceptible to extremist ideas and the associated disinformation. Memes, which are widely shared pieces of humorous cultural content, serve as another avenue for spreading extremist ideologies. Memes come in various formats, including pictures, videos, audio clips, emojis, and symbols. While memes themselves are not inherently harmful, extremists use them to normalize their ideas. The playful nature of memes allows extremists to disguise, debunk, or deny the harmfulness of their messaging. This edgy or provocative content becomes more acceptable, and when confronted with accusations of sexism, racism, or xenophobia, the creators can easily dismiss it as just a joke. This blurring of boundaries between playful mischief and problematic content creates ambiguity, making it challenging to discern innocent jokes from extremist messaging.
Manipulated content. From a technical perspective, all information or news in media is a combination of text, picture, audio, and video. However, the concern lies in determining whether the information is authentic or not. It is worth noting that misinformation may utilize genuine pictures but manipulate the story, distorting the actual facts. With recent technological advancements, even pictures, audio, and video can be subject to manipulation. This can be achieved by professionals or through applications utilizing artificial intelligence systems, such as deepfake technology. Consequently, it is necessary to distinguish whether an audio or video has been genuinely captured by a microphone or video camera, or if it is a result of expert editing or artificial intelligence systems like voice clones or deepfake videos. Additionally, it should be technically feasible to identify the original source, producer, or publisher of a picture, audio, or video resource. This is because resources can be shared, copied, or redistributed numerous times across the World Wide Web and social media. Therefore, for regular users, it can be challenging to identify the original source and producer, even if they suspect that the news may be misinformation. Empowering users to distinguish between real and fabricated news requires several steps. More information on this can be found in Chapter 2, Actions and Skills. Regarding news distributed over the internet, service providers such as news feeds and social media networks should leverage emerging technologies to verify source reliability and track the original publisher and source. Blockchain technology is one such technology that can facilitate these efforts. By following these steps and leveraging technology, users can be empowered to navigate the digital landscape, distinguish real news from misinformation, and make informed decisions about the information they encounter.
Understanding deepfakes. Synthetic media manipulation. Deepfakes, as defined by the Cambridge Dictionary, are video or sound recordings that replace someone's face or voice with that of someone else in a way that appears real. In the article Deepfake Explained from 2020, the writer Meredith Summers mentions that a deepfake refers to a specific kind of synthetic media where a person in an image or video is swapped with another person's likeness. Deepfakes have found applications in various sectors and have been used for different purposes. Some notable examples include blackmail. Deepfakes can be used to generate false incriminating material, potentially leading to blackmail. Pornography. Deepfake pornography has gained significant prominence on the internet. A report by Dutch cybersecurity startup DeepTrace estimated that approximately 96% of all online deepfakes were pornographic. Politics. Deepfakes have been utilized to misrepresent well-known politicians in videos, spreading disinformation and manipulating public perception. Acting and films. Speculation exists regarding the use of deepfakes for creating digital actors in future films. While digitally constructed or altered humans have been featured in films before, deepfakes could contribute to new advancements in this domain. Social media. Deepfakes have been utilized by users on various social media platforms. Individuals replace faces in popular film or series scenes with their own, creating personalized videos.
Detecting and mitigating deepfakes. Researchers are actively exploring methods to detect and address the issue of deepfake audio and video. Various approaches are being pursued. Algorithmic detection is one approach which involves developing algorithms that can identify manipulated content. These algorithms analyze various visual and auditory cues to detect inconsistencies or anomalies that indicate the presence of a deepfake. By leveraging machine learning and artificial intelligence techniques, these algorithms can improve their detection capabilities over time. Blockchain technology is another technique proposes utilizing blockchain technology to verify the source of media. The blockchain is a digital ledger that records transactions across a network of computers in a secure, transparent, and tamper-resistant way. By ensuring that only videos from trusted sources are approved, the spread of potentially harmful deepfake media could be reduced. Third technique is digital signature. Some suggest digitally signing all videos and imagery captured by cameras, including smartphone cameras, as a means to combat deepfakes. This would involve assigning unique digital signatures to each piece of media, enabling the tracing of every photograph or video back to its original owner.
We hope that you enjoyed this chapter. If you want to learn more about this theme, then I suggest that you read our modules. If you want to build up your skills, then you should visit the section with activities and exercises on the e-platform or in the mobile app. There are 4 more podcasts waiting for you. They inform you about other chapters of guidelines and cover themes about understanding the fake news, actions and skills needed for countering false information, about journalism and media and culture and education. They are just a click away.